This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst. He is down to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Joining us, Mike Renner, this morning on the show. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us. Let me first ask you about these rumors about Joe Burrow and the Bengals potentially trading out of number one if the Dolphins really got aggressive. What do you think? Would it be worth trading perhaps three first-rounders by the Dolphins to move up to try to get Burrow? Is he that next level?
I mean, there is a price. I mean, there always should be a price. You'd be crazy to say there is no price that you'd give up for a guy like Joe Burrow, but I do think that with the way this quarterback class is, with the way the Bengals are, and how good Joe Burrow was this past season, it's going to be a hefty price. Like, it would have to be a lot of picks. And so I'm not sure those three first-rounders would be worth it for me if I'm just saying Bengals.
Do you consider drafting Tua in the top 15 or so of this draft a huge risk?
Yes, and I think it'll be less risky, though, by the time we get to the draft. Right now, it's more just pure speculation because of the nature of that injury. And once you get to, you know, the medical evals within, you know, a handful of weeks of the draft, you'll feel much more secure about basically where he's going to be. If he's completely clean and has had no medical issues with that hip since leading right up to, you know, late April, right into the draft, I think he does go top 15, and I don't think it's that big of a risk then medically.
Mike Renner joins us, Pro Football Focus's lead draft analyst. What player are you most interested, excited to see this week in Mobile?
Well, I think I was most interested to see the quarterback last year. And basically, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, are they different here, or is there reason to believe that they're better here than what they showed on tape? Because what they showed on tape was just a lot of inconsistency, a lot of bad, basically, and especially Jordan Love. I thought he could have had a chance to really raise his draft stock if he came in and looked accurate and consistent with his footwork. And I don't think really either of them proved anything otherwise. I think Herbert probably had the best week of any quarterback here. Really was consistent and accurate. But his question marks and why we were probably not as high on him as maybe the NFL is going to be is the fact that he's not been a gamer throughout his career. The things it takes to win football games, the reading of defenses, the being able to play efficient football has not been him. And so as good as he looked against Aaron, as strong as his arm is, that's not really going to change the fact that there was some ugly on his tape.
Why do NFL executives versus the analytics guys look at Herbert so differently?
I think it's about projectable tools, and people think that if you have a strong arm, if you have if you have arm strength and accuracy, we can teach you how to read a defense. We can, you know, teach you how to do this other stuff that's very important to the quarterback position. But a lot of what we say here with the analytics is the fact that he's been playing quarterback for a long time. Like, he's been taught these things, and if the coaching hasn't stuck yet, I don't think that's necessarily going to change in the NFL. And so a lot of NFL scouts, you know, they believe in projecting, like they believe in their coaching ability, they believe in the ability to fix things. The analytics community is more bullish on that in terms of they think that guys should be good already. It's the guys who are good who then will be good at the next level.
How special is Alabama wide receiver Jerry Jeudy's footwork?
Oh, man. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. The way he moves, even watching him compared to other elite receivers in this draft class, and it's still just on another level in terms of the way he can get off the line of scrimmage, get in and out of his route breaks, and just his legs look like they're made of a different material than pretty much anyone else's, the way he can just bend and get out and explode out of his cuts. So, yeah, the dude is, I don't think you can draft him too highly.
Mike Renner joins us, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. He did a cool profile on every FBS player at the Senior Bowl. It's worth checking out. That's on the top of his Twitter page, at @PFF_Mike. You've had two lives, draft analyst and bachelorette contestant from 6 years ago. What is the weirdest thing about being on The Bachelorette?
I think the weirdest thing was literally just being there and in a house with 20-plus other guys and being filmed. I mean, like, the actual experience of it was the weirdest thing. It was as much as, like, they say it's reality TV, it was probably the most, you know, uncomfortable and nervous I've been in my entire life being there. Just like, it was not reality whatsoever.
Were the other guys decent to deal with? Were they all in on the bit, in on the joke, or were they really, like, hyper aggressive and competitive?
There were a few guys that were, and those are the guys that kind of kept in touch with. Both guys were, I don't want to say they're acting, but they were all in, you know, on the experience and the fame that they could see at the end of the tunnel there. So it was just a very interesting experience with, you know, the people that they kind of select for a certain individual to go on that show.
More ridiculous, hot sports takes or bachelorette contestants?
Probably the bachelorette contestants. Like, because hot sports takes have been run, they've been, you know, beat into the turf at this point. It's pretty much the run of the mill. Your sports content right nowadays is hot sports takes. I think the bachelorette contestants is a very different type of individual for the most part.
That's fair. Mike Renner joining us this morning here on the show. Follow him on Twitter at @PFF_Mike because he has done a profile of every FBS player at the Senior Bowl, which is really cool. If you're a draft Nick, you're interested in guys getting drafted by your NFL team, check it out. It's at the top of his Twitter profile at @PFF_Mike. He's at the Senior Bowl this weekend. Good stuff, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mike Renner joining us from Pro Football Focus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.